to sum that one up, it was all going so well, but defending from set pieces has let you down today.
Yeah, we're just obviously disappointed. Didn't have a rub of the green or any luck. We lose the boy Bus in the warm up with a groin problem, so suddenly we had to throw Hattie back in. And then, but one good thing we have been doing this season is we're defending that 18-yard box, and we've not done it well enough today. Three of their goals have come from set plays, two corners, and a penalty. So, it's hugely disappointing on the back of like the performance and the effort and the commitment that we've put in. Thoroughly deserve something. And again, you asked for a response after the Ipswich away game. Totally got a response today, but got nothing to show for it.
Seems such a cruel irony that Wednesday have found their scoring boots today, yet unusually the defence just hasn't been there at the killer times.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, they put us under a bit of pressure, and suddenly we've given far too many corners away or free kicks away. And Laura Averages said, look, if you get the delivery right, they'll get in. And unfortunately, they've got in twice today. I think the boy Buxton's ended up getting the two goals. So we're just not defending our six-yard box well enough.
The penalty, any complaints about that?
Well, I think I've just looked at it there briefly. As daft as it sounds, it's a bit like the Rooney one. Westy's come out, he's tried to win the ball, and suddenly the boy's hurdled him. Now, whether the referee's just blown a bit too early or whatever, and not let the game flow, I think it was Bent who put the ball in. So you think, well, maybe the referee's got a decision to make now, because obviously he's disallowed the goal. I think probably the penalty was probably just because it was two lads just going to go for a 50-50. But and then if you can't say it was a goal scoring opportunity, because Zayeta's ended up getting back behind it. So frustrating for Westy, because obviously we're going to miss him as well.
Just a few things to pick up on there. Bush initially in the warm-up, what happened to him?
Tweaked his groin, pulled his groin. So suddenly it was a quick change round. Very unfortunate for him. It was about 2:45 or something like that. We find out that he's pulled his groin. So in the end, we've had to put Hattie up front.
Is he a doubt now for the midweek?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely a doubt, yeah.
And to miss Westwood, who, I mean, obviously a mistake for the penalty, but was superb for the game prior to that.
Well, there's two free kicks that I remember from the game today where Lewis McGugan has put an absolutely fantastic free kick in. And then I don't know if it's Tom Ince who's had his free kick, and Westy's pulled off an unbelievable save for us. But it'll be a big miss. But like I say, we've got a good goalkeeper in Chris Kirkland, who's been very, very patient. And he gets his opportunity on Tuesday now.
It's almost as if the Owls have forgotten how to win, if you like. They've played ever so well and not been able to see this one out, having led twice.
Yeah, disappointing, hugely disappointing to come to a club like this, who I think they're top of the league at the moment, to get your noses in front twice. And like I said, they're a good side. They keep the ball, they move the ball from side to side, they've got good players. But hey, we had something to hang on to. Unfortunately, we didn't defend our box well enough.
You'd set this five game up has been important for in terms of whether it's a playoff push at the end of the season or treading water in mid-table, I suppose, at the end of it. Do you feel, though, you can take positives out of that to go into the Millwall game and the Borough game and the Blackpool game, etc., that are on the horizon?
Yeah, of course we do. Like I said, I was hugely disappointed after the Ipswich performance. Hey, I've got to pat the boys on the back there. They've given absolute everything, and I think the fans can see the effort, the commitment, the bodies putting the bodies on the line. It's just two corners that we've not defended very, very well, and then suddenly tired minds, tired legs, and they're going to catch you on the break. But like I say, we can take a huge positive going into the next four games or next for the rest of the season. I can remind the lads about the performance at Derby County, how close and how far we pushed them.
You spoke in the press conference the other day about phone calls in, and there'd be no possibility of loans for the game today, but potentially for the next one. How realistic is that now?
Well, hopefully, you just see today that we've lost Bus with a bit of a groin injury. It's like anything, you're asking me the question straight after a game. I can't give you the answer because I don't know what's happened at the parent clubs, whether they've got somebody sent off, injured, suspended or whatever. It's not till I put a phone call. Now, that manager might just turn around and say, well, no, I need to keep this player, but we'll keep trying.
Does the game on Tuesday become must-win now in terms of the ambitions that you yourself have set out for the next five games?
Well, of course we do. We want to win every game. And mathematically, like I said, there's enough points to play for. And what we've got to do is again, I'm a great believer, my glass is always half full, and we've got to look upwards, and we've got to get as many points as we can. The good thing is there's a game on Tuesday. We'll be a little bit sore and tired tomorrow, but we won't feel sorry for ourselves. But the most important thing, we've got to go there to Millwall on Tuesday and get a result as well.